You're listening to SBS News.
The Human Rights Commission says the average working woman earns about $250 less per week than the average working man. Federal Labor says it wants to change that and, if elected, will make companies with more than 1,000 employees reveal how much they pay women compared with men. Companies already report their gender pay data to the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, but Labor wants to make it public. The opposition is also preparing legislation which would force companies to reveal the difference in pay between managerial and non-managerial staff. And the party says it would ban secrecy clauses that prevent employees from telling colleagues how much they get paid. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek is talking up the plan.
What we've seen around the world is that countries that have greater transparency in this area actually generally have lower gender pay gaps. And what it's taken in those countries is a very deliberate action from government and from business to reduce the gender pay gap.
Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill says she supports the proposal. She says it's important that every workplace is transparent about how it pays its employees. But Ms. O'Neill has told Sky News she also wants to see more measures than those Labor is pledging.
We think it's really important that in today's economy that you're able to bargain across sectors and industries, because women get stuck in industries that are undervalued. When you look at childcare workers, early educators, you see that their pay is so much less than other people who have to do similar qualifications for the work that they do.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says workplace conflict will rise if Labor's plan comes to fruition.
I want policies that bring Australians together. I don't want to create, you know, tensions and anger and anxiety in the workplace. That's not how you achieve these goals. You've got to bring everybody with you. And I know this isn't what the Labor Party have said. Maybe it was. I just saw it reported. This idea of shaming and all these sorts of things. I don't think that's how you get people to work together.
But Ms. O'Neill says otherwise.
Well, what I know and what I want to say to Scott Morrison is you can't hide these things under the carpet. Being silent, stopping people being able to freely discuss what they're paid is part of the problem.
Labor's pledge comes as a new report finds young women in science, technology, engineering and maths, the so-called STEM areas, are leaving the field because of the gender pay gap and a lack of career advancement. Professionals Australia's 2018 STEM Professions Survey report says women are underrepresented at senior employment levels, leading to pay gaps of around $17,500. Professionals Australia Chief Executive Chris Walton says something needs to change, and something like Labor's pledge could help force it.
At the time when we need science, technology, engineering and maths more than ever to remain a clever country, our study shows we have a dual problem where only one in seven women are enrolling to go into areas like engineering. And then when they get there, they leave at early stages. So companies are going to have to address the environment and culture in the workplace.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.